from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we have more NFL training camp news. The Miami Dolphins, they've got their quarterback, Tua. Love Tua. Lefty. Is the resurgence of the left-handed quarterback, is that a thing?
Probably not.
I did not know this. It was Left-Handers Day over the weekend at some point?
Yes. Mark Stein always does this because he's a lefty as well, of the Stein line, and he puts together his all left-handed team.
How did I not know LeBron James is left-handed?
He's left-handed with everything except for basketball.
Yeah.
Where he shoots right-handed.
He writes left-handed. Mm-hmm. I had no idea LeBron James is left-handed.
Yeah. He had a...
Didn't know.
Well, in the Olympics, they had a free throw shooting competition to shoot with your off hand, and LeBron claimed that he was shooting with his off hand with his right hand.
Oh. That's a total LeBron claim.
He hustled.
Make. Yeah, I mean, that is 100%. LeBron would say that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, by the way, you didn't know. Which I understand why people give the LeBron is insufferable thing.
Like, did he go the Princess Bride on us there?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. All right, but Tua is a lefty. And he went on with Dan Levitard, the Dan Levitard show. And his first head coach in the NFL was Brian Flores. He of suing the NFL fame. And now defensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. And talked about the difference in the relationship between Flores and McDaniel.
To put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you, you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right. And then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. Like, you are accurate. You are the best, whatever. You are this, you are that. Like, how would it make you feel listening to one or the other? You see what I'm saying? And then you hear it, regardless of what it is, the good or the bad, and you hear it more and more, you start to actually believe that. I don't care who you are. You can be the president of the United States. You have a terrible person that's telling you things that you don't want to hear or that you probably shouldn't be hearing. You're going to start to believe that about yourself. And so that's sort of like what ended up happening. And it was, I mean, it's basically been, 2 years of training that out of not just me, but, you know, a couple of the guys as well that have been here since my rookie year. All the way till now.
You can tell the system, having an offensive-minded head coach, those things are very important. Those are so important for the development of a quarterback and a young quarterback. But that little pivot right there, like that positive reinforcement, not being the old school guy, and we remember where Brian Flores came from, the New England Patriots, right? Maybe that...
A lot of care and love there.
Everybody is going to be criticized and everybody's going to get beat down. Probably not the best course of action.
Doesn't work for everybody.
For when you have a young quarterback in the NFL. And so you take going from Brian Flores, who beat him down time and time again, to then Mike McDaniel, who propped him up at every turn, and then even says things like this at halftime of their preseason game this week.
I was happy with it. We had the same play, the first play of the drive, as we did last year in Houston, and he completed it instead of throwing a pick, so that was a good start.
You don't have to be over the top in your praise, but hey, it's the little things.
It's a little thing like not sucking.
First play of the drive, he completed it instead of throwing a pick. It's progress. And we talk about connection. Head coach and quarterback have got to be on the same page. And you have to be aligned with the way that that quarterback thinks and the way that that quarterback takes in criticism and praise. Because if you praise a guy too much and he does not handle that well, that can be disaster.
The head gets a little big and then they start asking for too much money and then it becomes problematic.
And I go to the relationship that Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson had, where they kind of mirrored each other's mannerisms and the way that they approached the game of football, right? Let's be great. Pete Carroll went to kind of pair himself to the who should be the biggest leader on your team, which is your quarterback. And with the way that Brady and Belichick worked was Tom Brady was totally okay for about 15 years of his 20 in New England of being the guy who was criticized just like everybody else. But then there came a point where Tom was like, you can't treat me like everybody else because I'm not.
Yeah.
And Bill Belichick didn't want to do that. And they started really butting heads more and more and more and more. But at the beginning, the reason why that marriage worked so well is because they were both cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
Which was winning is the most important thing.
Until it's not.
And everybody has to be relentless in that pursuit of winning. And that meant I could rip Tom Brady a new one. It just like I did everybody else. And that was kind of the standard that they set. Brian Flores and Tua obviously were never a match for each other as a head coach and a player. Sean Payton and Russell Wilson obviously were not either. It'll be interesting to see because it doesn't seem like Mike Tomlin and Russell Wilson fit together well either.
No way. Who could have seen that?
Oh my gosh.
Maybe I'll sound all fuddy-duddy. I do appreciate the changing dynamic of player-coach relationships. But I also feel like there's been this push over the last couple of years, both in the media and publicly, to be like, that the hard-ass coach needs to go away. And I firmly believe that absolutely is not the case. That for some people, they do need that. Mm-hmm. That it is okay to be that. It is okay to be crazy person Dan Campbell. It is okay to be crazy person D'Amico Ryans. Like, but it's also okay to be like, you know, whatever, and be Mike McDaniel. There's openings for both. And it feels like there's been like this push for like the newer age coach is being better. Where I just think that in the past, that just wasn't an opportunity.
No, you have to have a front office equipped to know and
what they need.
Read people. Mm-hmm. Because that's a huge part of such a team-oriented sport. Is that you have got to have your core of leaders have got to be cut from the same. Like you mentioned Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell and Jared Goff could not be more different.
No.
In their approaches to life, football, what they love. But you know what? Dan Campbell has the ability to connect with the leadership core of his team.
Jared Goff is basically sunshine from Remember the Titans.
And yeah.
Dan Campbell is a lunatic.
But you have to be on the same page or this thing's going into the side of the mountain.
Yeah.
I really think that's one of the biggest problems that they have in Dallas, too. I firmly believe that.
Yeah, and I'm wondering what the correct style of coaching is for that organization and for Dak or whoever going forward. You know what I mean? Because it has to tick so many boxes.
And I think a lot of these guys in the hard-ass coach, what they want to do is be a micromanager.
Mm-hmm.
And what the young coaches do,
delegation.
Mike McDaniel is a micromanager, but he has the awareness to make you not feel like that, right? That is pretty incredible that Tua went out and said that publicly, by the way.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.